This is Fresh Air. That's drummer Gene Krupa on his most famous performance, Benny Goodman's Sing Sing Sing. It was recorded in 1937, a year before Krupa left Goodman to start the first of his own bands. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says that because most people remember Gene Krupa for his ruthless tom-tom beating with Goodman, they tend to underrate him as a drummer and overlook him as a bandleader. Kevin reviews a reissue of Krupa recordings from the early 1940s.
Gene Krupa gets a bum rap these days. Musicologist Gunther Schuller, in his book The Swing Era, uses adjectives like overbearing, offensive, and monotonous to describe Krupa's drumming. A couple of months ago, an article ran in Musician magazine that puffed up Buddy Rich's reputation at Krupa's expense. It told how Rich could literally play Krupa's solos with one hand. Admittedly, Flashmaster Rich had better chops, but Krupa knew the advantages of simplicity. It gave him one thing every jazz musician should have, a readily identifiable style. As for his reputation as a pounder, listen to how discreetly he drives the band after his solo intro on the 1941 recording Bolero at the Savoy. In the 1930s, Gene Krupa was a hero. A decade later, people thought he was old-fashioned. Part of the reason is that he focused more on tom-toms and snare drum than on his ride cymbals. The bebop drummers who came up in the 1940s did the opposite. But in retrospect, Krupa's style is that much more distinctive because he went against the grain. That slice, you can hear what rock drummers got from Krupa, though most jazz drummers reveal his influence when they work out on tom-toms. These recordings are from a new reissue on Columbia called Uptown, which is credited to Roy Eldridge with the Gene Krupa Orchestra featuring Anita O'Day. That ungainly billing does explain what made the band so good. Trumpeter Eldridge was its instrumental star and part-time singer. He was also one of the first black musicians featured with an otherwise all-white band. Back then, Anita O'Day was one of the best singers in jazz, with a light vibrato-less voice and strong sense of rhythm.
If you want to pitch a ball, and you can't afford a hall, all you've got to call is, let me off uptown.
Anita, oh Anita, say I feel something.
What you feel, Roy? The heat?
No, it must be that uptown rhythm. I feel like blowing.
Well, blow, Roy, blow.
Eldridge and O'Day had good musical rapport, but they squabbled off stage, which is one reason this combination didn't last very long. Roy Eldridge had joined Krupa early in 1941. Anita O'Day left at the end of 42. 1942 was also the year the wartime propaganda machine geared up. The swing bands did their part, Krupa's with more wit than most. On the intro to the Air Force tribute, Keep 'Em Flying, his trombones made like dive bombers. But another of Krupa's patriotic numbers was more interesting from a sociological standpoint.
In the distance, I heard a song. encore the bugle boy. And then Harlem soldiers on the move, see them marching in the groove. Uncle Sam is mighty proud of Harlem on parade. With a smile they all perform in a full drape uniform. Everybody's here to cheer for Harlem on parade. When you hear the bugle blow, that's the time you're bound to know that the man behind the horn is as handy with the gun when there's fighting to be done. Every heart within the crowd beats it out with head unbowed. Uncle Sam is mighty proud of Harlem on parade.
As one social critic recently pointed out, Harlem on Parade must be the only mainstream song that celebrates an army of gun-toting African Americans marching through New York. The drummer's band helped fight the good fight for racial equality. In 1943, Krupa disbanded after a dubious marijuana bust. That arrest became the dramatic center of the wonderfully silly 1959 film, The Gene Krupa Story. Check it out next time it's on TV. But while you're laughing at the movie or at the novelty tunes his band recorded, don't forget Gene Krupa was one serious musician.
Kevin Whitehead reviewed the Columbia reissue of Gene Krupa's album Uptown. This is Fresh Air.